It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 27th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Regulators are opening up a year-long investigation into whether U.S. tech companies are violating EU antitrust standards. At issue is whether U.S. e-commerce giants are making it harder for European consumers to buy goods from companies in other EU countries. Marketplace's Nova Safo explains.
Here's a scenario. A French tourist visits Italy and buys a pair of shoes while he's there.
Why is it that when he comes home and they're worn out and he wants a new pair, that he cannot go online and buy them from France?
That's Margrethe Vestager, the European Commission antitrust chief, speaking at a conference in Berlin. She wants to investigate why cross-border purchases make up only 15% of the EU's online sales. And she has a theory.
Often it is companies themselves that undermine cross-border trade by erecting technical barriers.
Like geo-blocking, where a French credit card, let's say, can't be used on an Italian website. Ricardo Cardozo with the European Commission says the investigation is aimed at a broader goal.
So there is an overarching ambition of the Commission to make sure that we have a single market in online in general.
A single market, says Cardozo, without country borders, so European online companies can better compete with American web giants. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Meerkat. It might have been the big app for live streaming video from your phone in recent weeks, but Periscope is the live streaming app of the moment. Then there's YouNow. The list goes on. Mobile is the key factor in the latest wave of apps that promise to broadcast live video from a user's phone to all the people that might want to watch. But a lot of these live streaming apps are pretty different from each other. Those differences may not last for long. Bai Ling Yin is part of a group at Stanford University that studies mobile apps.
This is typical of spaces where there is an explosion of innovation, that everyone is trying to figure out what is the optimal bundle of characteristics that consumers want. So you're going to see a lot of different business models, applications with different characteristics come out, and then they tend to converge to a set of standards that dominate the market.
Can you think of another example of this that we've seen in the past?
I think when we just think about the entire used-to-be new space of social media, that's one place where you saw a lot of different types of products like MySpace. There was Friendster, Facebook. These were all different forms of social networks. And you saw that MySpace and Friendster basically gave out to Facebook as the kind of dominant design.
So if I'm sitting here right now wondering as a user what the live streaming apps of the future might look like.
Well, one thing I think that we've learned is that people care about the user interface. One of the things that I think is interesting is thinking about not only the live stream as an end product itself, but how does it get integrated into other apps? My prediction is that we're going to see live streaming being used by other apps in ways that we can't predict right now.
Bai Ling Yin is a social science research scholar at the Stanford Institute for Economic Policy Research. Bai Ling, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.
You know what time it is. Today, the person entering the Silicon Valley Thunderdome is Ben Richmond. He's a contributing editor to Vice's tech news site Motherboard. Ben, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready to stump, Ben.
10,000 shelters.
That's what it takes to get all of our stray cats off the streets.
That's a very good guess. But this is actually the UN just ordered 10,000 flat pack better shelter refugee shelters that were actually designed by IKEA.
Oh.
They can be lifted by four people at a time, and then they sort of pop up.
And I guess if there's ever an organization that needs instructions that are literally illegible in all languages equally, wouldn't it be the UN?
An excellent point. All right, what do you got for me?
Two FBI agents.
The upcoming season of X-Files.
That would be a very good guess, but this is how many agents the FBI has that are authorized to fly their drones.
Do the drones have a thing that like flips open a little billfold with the FBI shield on it?
It's my understanding that when you bring in the federal drones, all of the local drones roll their eyes.
All right, I got something for you. 1 year.
1 year from now, there will be self-driving cars.
That seems very optimistic. This week, Facebook released a new feature called On This Day. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, because there's the F8 sort of
developer conference that's happening. Mm-hmm. And just ahead of that, Facebook released this feature, and it lets you easily look at your timeline information from exactly a year ago. All right, what do you got?
60,000 feet for months at a time.
Is how much people have to walk over one of those like kinetic energy devices with their feet to power an iPhone 6 for one day?
In this case, this is also related to Facebook and also related to drones. Mark Zuckerberg posted a picture on his own Facebook of the drone they want to use to broadcast internet to remote parts of the world.
If by internet he means Facebook.
Right, so people can poke, you know, all over the world.
Ben Richman is a contributing editor at Motherboard. Ben, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ben.
Want to play along? There's always a special listener version of Silicon Tally at marketplacetech.org. And Apple CEO Tim Cook told Fortune magazine this week that after paying for his nephew's schooling, he plans to give away all of his wealth to charity. Some estimates put that donation at $800 million. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.